Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
I said, I'm living my best life. I said, I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friends. Turned on my L's.
Rams Nation. What's happening? What's good? It's your boy, Bear Motter of Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams, and I am back in the Locked On Rams studio, a.k.a. my home. And today's going to be a fun episode. We're going to kind of hit some pro football focus stats. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the NFL and the playoff picture. We've got some injury updates. We're going to hear from Andrew Whitworth and Sean McVay. A couple things as we turn the page here for the Chicago Bears and more. Don't forget to go find the show on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcast. Give us a follow, subscribe, share with a friend. All the new people listening, welcome. If you don't know by now, it's 5 days a week of Rams content. Your team, every day, only on the Locked On Podcast Network. Rams improved to 11-1, only team in the NFL with that record. We're back to work, getting ready for the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football. Rams are 3-0 in primetime so far this year, so it should be a good one. Last thing before we move forward, guys, don't forget to go give us a follow on social media. Facebook, we got a Facebook group. You guys are awesome there. We've got Instagram. We've got Twitter. Locked On Rams on all accounts. LA underscore Rambling Bear on Twitter. Shoot me a message. Let me know what's up. If you guys want to advertise on the podcast, reach out to me as well. LockedOnRams@gmail.com. Got opportunity for your businesses. And guys, I appreciate you interacting with all of our sponsors. Anytime that I have a sponsor, if I give you guys a link, even if you just go to the site, it helps out. Interact with anybody we have. We've got some great deals we're trying to bring to you guys. Interact with some awesome companies. So anything you do to support us, obviously it helps us move forward. We had a great event this weekend at Tom's Urban. We're looking to do more of those. Try to give you guys some awesome deals and free stuff and all that awesome stuff. So anytime we got something, let me know if there's things I should have on here. We're doing our best to try to get some great companies in line with the podcast. So we appreciate you involved in any way possible. And then I missed this shout out yesterday, so I don't want to do it 2 days in a row. Shout out to Thomas Rada and his friends, Kevin and Jay. They came through to the watch party. He was actually the one that took home the hover helmet, posted up a picture, NFC West champs. Thanks so much for coming in. I had a great time chatting football with you guys, watching the game. Guys, let me know if you'd be interested in doing some more. Maybe I'll run some polls on social media and get an idea if you guys want to have another one. But I'd love to do it again soon. I always love watching the game with the Rams fans. We had a great time with the group that was there. So if we have another one, I hope to see more of you guys out there. But with that, let's talk some football. And obviously, we're sitting here. You're listening to this on Tuesday. I'm recording late Monday night. Just watched the Philadelphia Eagles pull out a victory at home against the Washington Redskins. That makes that division pretty interesting, and it makes the Eagles matchup that we have in a couple weeks interesting too. After the Bears, it's probably the best game we have left on our schedule. But getting to some Rams-focused news, we had an opportunity to hear from Sean McVay, and a quick injury update is Malcolm Brown, not so good. It sounds like he's got a clavicle injury. He may need surgery. We'll probably find out more tomorrow. Sean McVay mentioned this is, you know, kind of a big blow for the team if it ends up being multiple weeks. They also said it has a little similarities to the injury that Robert Woods had last year. He kind of had the same thing. He was out a few weeks. So Brown, surgery or not, will probably be missed for a couple weeks anyway. Sounds like they're going to bring up Justin Davis and John Kelly, both of them, to kind of build some depth there. Because not only does Brown take snaps as backup running back to Todd Gurley, but he's also on 36% of the special team snaps. So we've got to fill that role there too. Malcolm Brown, one of those guys that just kind of like Littleton, who does a lot on the offense or defense unit, but then also on that special team. So he will be missed. Hopefully there isn't surgery required and it's more of, 2 to 3 weeks, but we'll see here in the next couple days what it ends up being. The Rams, other than that, are still remaining pretty relatively healthy. We saw Marcus Peters go out with a little bit of an injury, as well as Sam Shields. Was a little banged up during the game, but from all accounts that McVay talked to us, everyone's going to be healthy for this week. A little banged up, just like a lot of the NFL games and a lot of NFL players, but those two should be back and expect to be good, which is exciting because we finally got Peters and Tlaib together. We'd hate to see one of them go out, and Sam Shields has been great on special teams. We saw him down the ball, basically on the one-yard line. That's when he got banged up in his shoulder when he reached out for that ball. But we're going to need both of those guys, so good to hear that they're going to be okay. But as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, let's just do a quick little around the NFL. As things are getting tight, I want to talk to you guys about the playoff picture and how we're sitting and how some of these other games are playing out that really can't affect us or just interesting in the NFL picture overall. The Saints obviously lost that game to the Cowboys on Thursday Night Football to really crack off the week as far as some great games happening. Big stories in the NFL as well. Kareem Hunt had his whole incident and has now been released from the Kansas City Chiefs, which is going to be crazy to kind of watch and see how that plays out. A lot of teams in the AFC kind of perked up their ears and realized they might have a chance of taking that offense down in the playoffs. Matter of fact, the Raiders almost got that idea this weekend. The Chiefs squeaked by them 40-33. Travis Kelce stepped up with 12 catches, 168 yards, and two touchdowns on my fantasy team. So really wasn't mad at that. But it's going to be a developing story to kind of watch to see how the Chiefs respond to this, losing their star running back and just kind of all the drama that goes with it. It was so sudden, and they bounced back with a win this week, but it wasn't pretty and it wasn't convincing. So interesting what that happens with the AFC picture. And as we talk about the AFC picture, another LA team, another primetime game, Sunday Night Football, what we will see next week. The Chargers were there just a few nights ago, 33-30. They pull out the win in Pittsburgh. It was crazy. They were down 23-7 at one point. Didn't think it was going to happen. They end up scoring 26 in the second half, go on to win 33-30. What a game. Phillip Rivers, again, back-to-back performances, doing great. Seahawks blow out the Niners, eliminate the Niners from playoff contention, which, duh, they were, you know, 2-9 going into the game. But mathematically, they're gone. They're 0-7 on the road. Seahawks, another big win, and actually push themselves into the playoff picture with that win. We'll see how long they can hang there. They've got some tough matchups against those Chiefs we just talked about, and the Vikings, who lost to the Patriots this week, aren't doing themselves any favor at 6-5 now out of the playoff picture, making room for those Seahawks, and they're going to face up, I believe, next week, which is going to be an awesome game up in Seattle. Big-time playoff implications. Seahawks win that game, they're probably looking pretty good for a wild card. The Texans cruise to their 9th straight victory in a row, which is insane, 29-13 over the Browns. They continue to kind of move up that ladder in that AFC as far as potential teams to be worried about. Panthers drop another one, this time to the Buccaneers. They are now 6-6 and fading. They got 2 of 3 versus the Saints, and whether they're in hunt or not, I still think that's a little worrying for the Saints, as the Panthers are probably pretty pissed off at this point and need wins fast. Packers drop to the Cardinals. The Cardinals get a win on the road. That is about as much as that organization could handle. They end up firing Mike McCarthy after the game, which is crazy and almost unprecedented. A guy that took him to a Super Bowl, multiple NFC championships, and really, I think only his second losing season since he's been there. Last year, Aaron Rodgers was out for about 8 or 9 games. So a lot of stunned people in that building, in that environment. I haven't really heard much from the players, but we're going to see how they bounce back from that. Their season's basically done. And then Giants pull the upset against the Bears, who we see this coming week. Bears are 8-4. They're 3-3 on the road. So you can see them fighting for position to try to at least get one home playoff game, the Bears. It's going to be important for them. They got us coming up next, so potential to lose 2 in a row, and maybe this season gets away from them. But that's just a quick take around the NFL. You guys can listen to Locked On NFL. Matt Williamson does a great job over there. On Monday, they do the hot stories from around the league. Then he brings on guests throughout the week to kind of talk about all the great matchups and different insights and, you know, the playoff picture as it's developing. So go check them out. But man, I want to talk about it a little bit more maybe on each Tuesday as we get closer to the playoffs, because this thing is changing all the time. We're seeing teams move down, move up. The Seahawks are sliding back up here. And man, I'm actually one of the few people that would love to see the Seahawks sneak into the division, kind of help our division look a little bit better. People kind of knocking on us and strength of schedule and who we play and, you know, looking at how our division was pretty poor for a while. So Seahawks getting in. And hey, if they make a little run, I would love to see the Seahawks in the Coliseum for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I mean, what gets better than beating the Seahawks twice a year? Well, beating them 3 times a year. They've got a long way to get there. I got some Seahawk people on my Twitter feed talking trash to me, so let's see what happens as this thing plays out. All right, guys, what we're going to do is we're going to step aside. We're going to get our first word from some sponsors. We're going to be back after that. We're going to talk some pro football-focused stats. We're going to talk some things as we turn the page for Chicago. That and more coming up on Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams. We'll be right back after this. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. This is a Tuesday edition of Locked On Rams. I'm your host, Bear Motter. Before we get off and running, guys, don't forget to go follow some of our network shows on Twitter and Instagram. We have Locked On NBA Net and Locked On NFL Net on Twitter and Instagram. They've got a great collection of stories from around the NFL, constantly posting throughout the day. So go give them a follow as well. We've got a lot of great things on the network happening, so go check it out. But let's talk some pro football focus stats from the NFC West clinching game against the Detroit Lions. Obviously, we know who some of the studs were. We talked about them yesterday on the show. Game balls were given out. James gave his to running back Todd Gurley. Well, you know what? Pro football focus, he gets a game ball too because he rushed his way to the highest grade since week six of the season, 74.3. He avoided four tackles and earned 82 of his 132 yards after contact. That's what makes that man different. This was Todd Gurley's third game of the season, averaging over 3.5 yards after contact per attempt, and the second time he has rushed for 10 first downs or touchdowns combined. He had 10. Man, that yards after contact, 82. That's a big one, man. That's what makes you a different style of running back. An MVP candidate, a top rusher in the NFL type of stat right there. And with that game, that puts him at 1,175 yards, topping Zeke Elliott for the leading rusher in the NFL by 25 yards. So yes, Todd Gurley is back in front and where he belongs. And then our other pro football focus offensive star was no other than Mr. Robert Woods. For the 11th game in a row, Robert Woods has caught at least four catches for either a first down or a touchdown. He had five this game. He was the Rams' highest graded receiver at 74.1 and recorded a passer rating when targeted of 141, the third time he's had a passer rating over 140 in a game this season. In those three games, he had at least five targets and five receptions. My man is the definition of consistency. Now, as we jump over to the other side of the football, let's talk defense. Let's talk a name we haven't talked a ton about this season. Michael Brockers, captain. He's having a pretty solid season. I know there's some expectations of wanting to see him more in the backfield, a little bit more in the run game. But Michael Brockers probably put together one of his best games of the season. And Pro Football Focus is going to back that up with some numbers. He earned his highest grade since week four, the Vikings game, with an overall of 76.7. He recorded three quarterback pressures, which was one more than he had in the last four games combined. Plus, throwing a defensive stop. His 75.7 pass rush grade was the second highest on the season and third highest over his last 21 games. So we want him to be that run-stopping, gap-filling type of guy, but also to be able to put some extra pressure on the quarterback and fill in when Sue and Donald and Fowler are kind of making a quarterback move around, Brocker step up, make the play. He was able to kind of put some pressure finally on the quarterback this game, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come moving forward. And then obviously the GOAT, MVP candidate, Aaron Donald. In his last game previous to this, the one against Kansas City, Aaron Donald set a season high for pass rushing grade 93. Well, guess what? He did it back to back. He's earned the same exact pass grade rush in week 13 against the Lions. On top of that, he added seven quarterback pressures and a forced fumble. Another forced fumble. He's added five defensive stops and earned an overall grade of 92.8. His eighth game with a grade above 90 this season, and two more than he had all of last season. If sports writers and people that vote for this don't consider him for this award, it's going to be insane. He has put together a season like we haven't seen in a long, long time. And he's doing it in so many ways. The forced fumbles, the tackles for loss, the quarterback hits, the quarterback pressures, the sacks. I mean, everything is done in pure domination. We talked about it on Rams podcast today. I had one with James Kroger. Check it out. It's probably dropping in the next couple days. But not only is he doing it with the sacks, but he's doing it in the run game. We talked about how our defense really improved in that this last game. Just barely gave over 100 yards on the ground with a couple running backs. But he's just tossing running backs. He's sliding past blocks. Almost looks nearly untouched. And then just tosses people, both in the run game and in the pass game. So we're super excited about what Aaron Donald's doing. I'm so glad he signed that contract. I'm so glad the Rams, you know, ponied up the money that he wanted. Now, I have this in front of me from Pro Football Focus. Here's some notable pass blocking grades of guards when they have played Aaron Donald this year. This is in no particular order. Lane Taylor, 4.8. J.R. Sweezy, 26.4. Cam Irving, 22.2. Frank Ragnow, 2. He got a grade of 2. Tom Compton, 7.1. Dan Feeney, 4.3. Khaleesi Osmel, 13.6. They're all terrible. That's 8 grades where the best one is 26.4. He's making people look foolish out there, and he's doing it with ease. It's fun to watch. I can't imagine how it is to try to game plan against him, and it's probably fun for that linebacking core and our secondary to kind of peek in on that and seeing Aaron Donald just throwing people around on a daily. Whew. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside. We're going to get some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back. We're going to close the show. We're going to hear from Andrew Whitworth and a few more quotes from McVay. We'll be right back after this with Locked On Rams Tuesday. I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned on my L's in the last. I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I'm living my best life. All right, Rams Nation, we are back, third and final segment. I'm your host, Bear Motter. Go give us a follow. Locked On Rams, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We got a Facebook page, Facebook group. Join. Ask to join. I let everybody in. Just be a Rams fan. Hang out with us. And I told you we'd finish out with hearing from Andrew Whitworth. I heard some of the players today talk, and J.B. Long did his Coach McVay show, and actually McVay called in because he was a little under the weather, so we had some quotes and notes from that. The Rams also had a little interview with Andrew Whitworth. They shared some of it on their Twitter, and I found a couple pieces what he said really interesting. He was asked, what's the difference between this year's team and last year's team in clinching the division, and here's what he had to say.
You know what? I think that maybe for some, and as a team, just from, you know, all of us coming together for the first year, it felt like you responded and rose to the occasion and achieved something last year. I think this year it feels like we expected to be a good football team. We expected to be an opportunity to win this division again, and went out and did it. So I think you more see it as a checklist item, like, hey, you worked your butt off and you're able to check that thing off that you're happy you won it, but it's not the end goal, and it's not really something we didn't think or expect that we could do.
All right, that was Andrew Whitworth on his thoughts between this year and last year, and I loved it. It was pretty accurate as far as you look at how things, they just came together. Last year was more like, wow, look what we can do. This year, expectations of, hey, look, we've been there, and we know that we can win from there. To go out there and put back-to-back 11-win seasons, obviously we have potential to win a lot more right now, but Sean McVay becomes the first head coach to win back-to-back 11 games in his first 2 years of coaching. But you can see this team kind of pick that up and go, yeah, but that's what we know we can do. That's what our talent is around here. That's what the expectations are. That's what we put all the work in. So I think they're really excited to get back to the playoffs and have a chance to kind of make up for last year's lapse where they lost that home playoff game to the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think that's going to happen this year with this team. He was then kind of asked about this game coming up and playing in the cold. What does that mean, playing in the cold and these primetime games? Here's what Andrew Whitworth had to say about that.
Have you played in Soldier Field in December before?
No, I haven't. And so it'll be fun. But, I mean, obviously playing in the AFC North, I've played a lot of cold football games in December. So a lot of Pittsburgh end-of-the-year games and all that good mess. So Yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's a fun atmosphere. It's a great electric atmosphere up there, playing in the cold weather and night and all those things. It'll be a great atmosphere for a football game. And, you know, I think it just gives you a level of excitement there to play in those kind of historic games. And obviously another matchup like we had with the Chiefs where it's, you know, really good football teams mm-hmm. with a lot of expectations. And you get to just try and be your best and see if it's enough.
Well, he's got one thing right. It's going to be electric. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Again, I mentioned it earlier, but the Rams are 3-0 in prime time as they head to Chicago. Sunday night football. Ugh, in the cold, down by the lake. It's going to be a good one. I've got a lot of friends in Chicago talking trash to me and already hyping this up. Then I have some people that are a little nervous about this game out in Chicago. So, as they should be. I'm a little bit both right now. I'm a little nervous and a little, I think it's more anxious. It's one of our best games left on the schedule. It's one that I've had, you know, kind of locked on the schedule for a while. I actually thought about going out for this game. Instead, I thought, let's go to the Mexico game. Well, that didn't work out, but it did for the Rams. And you know what? We, not me. But this game on Sunday night is going to be a bunch of fun. And actually, we've got Lauren Cox on tomorrow from Locked On Bears. We're going to talk about the matchup. We're going to talk about Khalil Mack and that defense, what Jared Goff can expect going to Soldier Field. Those conditions, what's it like in Chicago right now? I know down by the lake causes a little sideways wind. We'll talk to him about all that and more. But for today, we're going to wrap up Tuesday's show. We'll be back. We got plenty of stuff to talk about this week. Shoot me your questions on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Let me know what you guys want to hear. Questions for any of our upcoming guests. Obviously, we got the crossover tomorrow. We got Vinny Bonsignor on Thursday's editions and Serena Morales back for Friday. I want to thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to share with your friends, subscribe. But for now, you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time.
And y'all know good and damn well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre G like Von Che. Reach like Ron James. Pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash won't peak like Dante. I told y'all I'm living my best life. I told y'all I said I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up a slice, girl. Dreams pulling up a slice, girl.